I'm Deborah Servetnik. I live in Pikesville.
Deborah Servetnik, you live in Pikesville. You are a cancer survivor. What kind of cancer?
I have breast cancer.
How would have medical marijuana helped you?
I developed terrible side effects from my chemo. So awful. I couldn't stand. I couldn't walk. And I had to give myself Neupogen shots. And during that time, my long bones were so painful that I had really no relief. I just cried and wanted to die. So I had friends from California send me medical marijuana in Rice Krispie treats and chocolate and brownies and muffins. And it's the only thing that really helped me to feel better because over time I even developed a stomach ulcer from some of the really strong pain meds they had prescribed me.
Did the marijuana have any side effects on you? I mean,
actually, it was side effect free to the extent that I could actually be with my husband and my daughter in a way that I couldn't when I was on those hydrocodones and all those other things that they give me for my pain.
I guess technically you broke the law. What did you think of that?
I thought I was really happy I have friends in California where there is a law and where there are no restrictions, and that I just kept my fingers crossed that we would move forward in Maryland because it's so important. People here are suffering every day.
What's your message to the members of the committee, members of the Maryland General Assembly?
That there should be no restrictions, that people who have pain need to be able to get medical marijuana.
I asked Gail the same question, the woman I was interviewing before. Would you ever think of moving to a state like California, you know, moving with your friends for a time, or Colorado or someplace else where marijuana is more readily available?
No. I have a life here. My family's here. My daughter's in school here. My husband's here. I would really rather see Maryland just join the list of progressive states rather than have to just avoid being here entirely. I love Maryland. I don't want to leave Maryland.